February 29th, 2020 session of TeamSpeak for OpenHPSDR. My name is Dave, KV0S, and this week I thought I would be gone, and then during the week I checked my dates, and my meeting is next week, not this week, so I'm here. Anyway, I've been working on a few things. I did do some research based on some of the stuff that Phil talked about last week, and I found out the Max 10s do not seem to have the GX option, while the Cyclone 4s and 5s do. And I did find a document that told how many LVDS pins are on each model of the Max 10 chip. So I did make some progress, but still things to do. Next on the list, we have Henry PA0HJA, shown as recording and away. And then we have Mike AA8K, shown as recording and Mike muted. And we thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions to tsarchive.openhbsdr.org. Next, we have Bill KD5TFD. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Dave. Good evening. Yeah, nothing too much to report here. Sort of tied up with work, but what's the significance of the GX? Or you said something about GX that I didn't catch the significance of?
Well, Phil said that the GX models of the Cyclone chips allow you to hook up the SATA drives. And that's what he was doing when he was doing the DFC before. So those two models of FPGAs will continue to do that. But the Max 10 doesn't have that feature. It does have what seems to be their model is they've added access to DDR drives, and somehow you'd have to hook those up, and I'm not sure what's all involved in that, but they seem to focus on DDR drives as being their external drive outlet, where the Cyclone had this one model that allowed you to write to essentially make the FPGA look like another drive.
Okay, yeah, now I get it. I wasn't sure what I/O feature you're looking for with the GX. Just got it.
Yep, that was the thing, and that made it quite simple to hook it up to a Linux system.
Understood.
Otherwise, let's go on down the list. We have Bob, VE3GKM, shown as recording in a way, and that brings us to the end of the list. I guess Phil took me at my word, and I tried to give him a warning that I was going to be here today, but... he probably has other things. Did you hear from him, Bill?
No, I haven't. Actually, just trying to look through mail and see if there's a note I missed here, but I don't see one.
Well, and so, unless you have something, Bill, there isn't a whole lot other than what I just said, and we can talk about it again next week.
Yeah, no, I've got nothing relevant to report. I've got... discovering all things at work about we've attracted a fraudster to our system, so every day I've got somebody else with a new account and a new credit card wandering about the system, creating way more stuff than they can pay for, and having to clean it up, and getting tired of it.
Oh, that's lots of fun. Well, best of luck in finding a way to convince them that they can't get in next time, but people are incredibly clever.
Yeah, I think it's a hard problem to solve, and I think some of our initial settings are stupid, so we're gonna go fix that. And but yeah, it's been like playing a game of whack-a-mole most of the week.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I'll say 73 then, and thanks for Mike and Henry and Bob showing up. Appreciate it. And well, maybe next week we'll have more of a discussion.
You won't be here next week, will you?
Oh, that's right. I will be at that banquet. So, yeah. So maybe you guys, you and Phil, have a discussion. Who knows?
Maybe I know I should be around next week, but enjoy your banquet and catch you in 2 weeks.